Welcome back.
I beat you home for once.
No, I got off early today.
Why?
Well, I just had some time I needed to use, that's all, and work was slow.
You noticed that I'm wearing a different dress.
Well, you always liked me in sundresses before.
What was it you said?
Oh, right. The way that they hang and wrap around your figure makes me forget how to think.
Are you having problems thinking?
Then I guess it's working.
You just can't keep your hands off me, can you? And yes, that delicious scent means I am making dinner, too. Maybe it's just my way of being grateful for all the times you've had to cook recently. I've had to work late a lot, and you haven't so much as complained about it. To tell you the truth, I was starting to worry that you'd get upset.
No, not jealous. I know you trust me.
I've been worried you might think I'm not spending enough time with you. You've been doing a lot for me lately, and I haven't been doing anything for you. I just don't want to take you for granted, that's all.
Maybe how I dressed in this dinner is part of me telling you how much I love you.
Whatever, just go get washed up, you goof.
Oh my god, you are incorrigible.
Yes, I made you that pork roast that you love.
Why?
Just because.
All right. I may have an ulterior motive for this evening, but I do really want this to be perfect for you.
Don't you want to eat first? Before we talk?
Okay, fine.
I'm super nervous, but
I mean, just, hey, it's okay. You don't need to stand up. I mean,
okay, fine.
And no, I'm not. I'm fine.
All right, I'm coming. Dinner can wait, and it's not like we can't reheat it.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe this isn't so bad. Sitting on your lap on the sofa while we talk. We haven't done this in a little while. I miss it.
Okay, I just want to lie my head on your chest and...
But not yet.
No. I need to look you in the eye for this.
Do you remember that spontaneous trip we took to the coast 6 weeks ago?
No, I'm pretty sure it was precisely 6 weeks.
Anyways, it was really lovely, wasn't it?
The dinner, the absurdly decadent chocolate dessert, oh god.
The walk on the beach in the sunset. It's silly, but it was lovely. And then when we read for a little while on the porch, it was perfect. But there was one thing that didn't quite go to plan. We forgot something, remember?
Really? You've forgotten what we forgot?
All right. I know I am taking the long way around, but like I said, I'm nervous. Condoms. We forgot to bring condoms. And both of us were so, I don't know, in love that night. Like, more than I've ever felt with anyone. And we made love and it was fantastic. And then, remember, I forgot my glasses when we left. And, well, what I'm saying is, my glasses aren't the only thing I missed. And the trip isn't the only thing that's unplanned.
Honey, I'm telling you, I'm pregnant.
I know this is a lot, and you didn't really sign up for this, but I was hoping it's not me. I mean, I understand if you have reservations or need time. Seriously, you need to think about all the other stuff too. The late nights, the diaper changes, the commitment. We won't even be able to have as many moments together like this, so I really understand if you want to take some time to consider. No, wait. I have to ask because I need an answer. I want this. And I won't judge you, whatever your answer, okay? But I need an answer besides a passionate kiss. I want this baby. I want it so bad. But I want more. I want us to be a family together. Do you want that too? Do you want to be a dad? Well, still, that doesn't answer my question. Wow. I mean, yes, I'm happy. I guess I expected you to be less sure. I was ready for it, even okay with it. I mean, we've been dating quite a while. I mean, it's a surprise, and I thought you might need time to get used to it, but you know that I've had boyfriends before, and I guess I loved them, but not like this. Never this much. I am in love with you, and I think that makes the difference. That's why I was so afraid, because we hadn't really talked about kids, and maybe you wouldn't want to be ready for one. It's a surprise, and I guess I didn't want to lose you. This baby is important to me. You are important to me. But the idea of raising a child is, well, fucking terrifying. And if you're with me, I feel like I could face anything. Yes, your enthusiasm for our new family is very distracting. I felt something growing there. Could it be that all this romantic talk has put you in the mood? That's good. Because I heard that a lot of pregnant women get very horny. And you know, all the changes aren't so bad, are they? I mean, I might put on some weight, but here, give me your hand. Let me just put your hand on my belly. No, firmer than that. You're tickling me. I'm pregnant, not made of glass. Imagine it getting bigger, filling with our child. Does that turn you on? Knowing in some primal way that you've made me your mate. That sounds weird. I know we're partners, but there's a certain appeal to being possessed by someone you love. I love you more than anything. Yeah, now move your hand up. That's it. Yes. I know you like my tits, and, well, they'll get bigger, too. Do you like that? And like I said, I'm gonna be so fucking horny, you just won't know what to do with me. But I'll probably get sick a lot in the mornings. But I know I'm going to want you all the time. Will you be there for me? To take me over and over? I thought so. There might be times when I can't have sex. I just don't feel like it. Assuming that I'm not on bed rest or sick, or yes, I am thinking way too far ahead. Sorry, you know how I can get away from myself. But either way, I'll still take care of you. Do you know how? That's right. With my hot, tight, wet mouth. I think I'm going to show you now so you remember it when things might get tough. Or if I get a little bitchy, because that could probably happen too. My God, I thought I couldn't love this cock any more than I already did, but now I can't stop thinking about what it did to me, and actually it kind of turns me on. So I guess it's only right that I appreciate it properly, don't you think? God, you fucking taste so good. Don't worry about it. Just relax. Dinner can wait until I've had mine. Fuck. You stop me. Oh, I see. You want to make love to the woman you knocked up. Alright, well. But we could make this a learning moment, you know? I mean, we should probably start doing it doggy style or something, because we'll probably have to do it that way soon enough. Maybe with a pillow underneath me for support. Don't worry about it. You can do me here. The rug is soft and I'm ready. Kind of glad I wore a dress. But now, maybe I can just slip these panties there. God, sucking your cock always makes me so wet for you. It's almost obscene. I guess I need you more than I thought. I need that virile cock that fucked a baby into me. I'm glad that you still love my dirty talk, though. And please, don't make me wait. Yeah, fuck. All the way in. Fuck. I'm fine. Just feels a little different. Is that silly? It's nothing. Anything's changed yet? Just. Oh, fuck me, baby, please. Fuck. baby. It's okay. I told you I'm not made of glass. I'm still me. We can still get into it. I can't stand you just being fucking gentle. Fuck right there. God. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Hold my hips like that. Oh, let me just... let me crash back on you. Fuck. Yeah, like that. Fuck. Oh, baby. The look in your eyes. Oh, is it heat? Hunger? Shit. Fuck. Oh, I knew I wanted kids before I met you, but I never... never wanted kids with anyone before you. And I understand now. I know what I need, and it's you. Oh, fuck, I'm yours, baby. I'm all yours and only yours. Oh, yes. Fuck. Please. Fuck, come with me. Come with me, please, baby. I love you so fucking much. I fucking love you. Fuck. Fuck, I don't know if I even had enough energy to sleep after that. I was wrong, though, when I said things hadn't changed. They have. They really have. When you agreed to be a family with me, I can feel it. We're gonna do right by this baby, and I'm gonna do right by you. I love you.